May what I speak, may what you hear, be in the name of the God of love, who creates, redeems, sustains every single one of us. Amen. Please be seated. I'll preach in English, I think. A verse from our first reading, Acts chapter 2, verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. A few years ago, when I was in Denmark, one of my parishioners there told me about a 10-day silent retreat she had just done in a monastery in the United States. Imagine that. 10 whole days without speaking a single word to another person. I'd find that really difficult. Imagine some of you might too. But listen to this. It gets even better. Not only was speaking with another person not allowed for 10 days, but those on the retreat were also asked not even to make eye contact with another person. The thinking was, of course, that we human beings communicate with an awful lot more than just the spoken word. Yeah? As you all know, a huge amount can be communicated with a meaningful glance or a dirty look or even perhaps just with a raised eyebrow. You know some people can do that? I can't do that. However, here's the point. Here's what was so amazing about the retreat. My parishioner told me that during those 10 days of no talking, no looking at other people, during those 10 days of silence and prayer, she had never in her whole life felt so close to other people. She had never in her whole life felt so connected to other people. Beautiful, eh? Chiara Lubich, you may have heard that name. Chiara Lubich was an Italian woman who founded the Focolare movement. It's an international organization working for peace and understanding around the world. Anyway, Chiara Lubich sums up what my parishioner experienced really beautifully. She says it's like this. It's like God is the sun, S-U-N, the sun in the sky. And each of us, like spokes on a wheel, each of us are rays of that sun. Think of those, if you were like me, think of those drawings you did as a kid of the sun. Yeah? A yellow circle up in the corner, and then these lines like spokes coming out of the yellow circle. So says Chiara Lubich, like spokes on a wheel, the closer the rays, us, the closer the individual rays come to the sun, the closer they come to each other, and the closer they come to each other, the closer they come to the sun. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that just an amazing image for the spiritual life? For life? That we are called by God to grow closer to each other, closer to God, closer to God, closer to each other. And that, in many ways, is the essential meaning of this spirit, this feast of Pentecost. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, that steady swell of loving presence at the heart of our lives, is longing to bring us closer to the source, longing to bring us closer to the sun, so to speak. And that same Spirit of God, that spark of the divine in each one of us, is also longing to bring us closer to each other. And the two things go together. They're linked. That, after all, isn't it, is the is what we see played out in that reading from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The disciples first, as we heard, the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're brought closer to God, definitely, of course. And yet they're also at the same time, secondly, as that miracle of communication makes clear, the Holy Spirit brings them closer to other people, to those around them. The Holy Spirit overcomes barriers that might otherwise separate them from other people. The Holy Spirit enables communication where before maybe there was misunderstanding. The Holy Spirit builds togetherness. The Holy Spirit draws us closer to God and closer to each other. Boy, how we could do with more of that. Boy, how we could do with more of that togetherness, that understanding, that communication across difference. How we could do with it in our world. How we could do with it very often in our church. How we could do with it very often in our families and in our own lives. Let me put it to you like this. Think of it like this, for example. On that first day of Pentecost, 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit brought closer together. The Holy Spirit enabled understanding between, we heard them, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians. Well, today, Pentecost 2019, the Holy Spirit's still at the same work. Only now it's not so much Parthians and Medes being drawn together. Now it's, well, what is it? Norwegians? And new Norwegians? Those who've been here all their lives? And those of us who've just arrived? Yeah. Can we respond to that prompting of the Spirit, do you think? Or think of it like this. On that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit enabled understanding, conversation between Christians and Jews, pagans and Gentiles. Well, today the Holy Spirit's still in the same work. Only now it's maybe trying to build understanding and communication between Christians and Muslims, Muslims and Jews, between those of faith and those of no faith. Can we respond to that prompting of the Spirit? Or think of it like this, on that first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit brought together the frightened disciples, the bewildered crowds, the sneering bystanders, brought them together, enabled them to speak to each other. Well, today the Holy Spirit is still trying to get us to speak to each other, to talk to each other. Only maybe now it's the couple who have drifted apart that need to speak to each other. Or the parents and children who don't seem to be on the same wavelength anymore. Or the former friends who have fallen out and are no longer on speaking terms. Can we respond to that prompting of the Spirit? Well, in the words of Barack Obama, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can. How? Well, through the care and support that we give each other in this family of faith. Yeah? Yes, we can. Through the grace we receive week by week in the Holy Communion at this altar. Yes, we can. Through listening out for that gentle yet persistent prompting of the Spirit. Yes, we can. Yes, we can grow closer to God, closer to each other, closer to each other, closer to God. And you know what? You don't have to go on a 10-day silent retreat. Though feel free if you want to. We don't have to go on a 10-day silent retreat, but we do, by the grace of God, we have to ask ourselves some serious questions. Some difficult and searching questions. Questions like, how is my relationship with God right now? Does God feel close? And if God doesn't feel so close, might that be a prompting from the Holy Spirit to draw closer to other people and thereby grow closer to God? And vice versa? How are my relationships with other people right now? Are some of my relationships with other people strained? And if they are, is that a prompting from the Holy Spirit to draw closer to God in silence and prayer and thereby grow closer to other people? I leave you with those questions. Perhaps think about them during the week. But let me also leave you with this thought. Make no mistake about it. As I put it, that steady swell at the heart of love, at the heart of your life that maybe you sense now and then, that spark of the divine that's in you and in everyone else, that spark is longing to burst into flame, longing to build togetherness, longing to bring communication and understanding where before there was miscommunication and misunderstanding. In short, the Holy Spirit is longing to draw you closer to God, closer to other people, closer to other people, closer to God. And so let us pray. Come, Holy Ghost, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our souls and set them on fire. Amen. Amen.